What do you call that, Dale?
Sponge cake.
Beautiful. And what's that stuff on top?
Icing sugar.
Now tell me this, right? Why would I shoot a bloke, bang, and then put him in the bloody car and whiz him off to the hospital at 100 miles an hour? It defeats the purpose of having shot him in the first place.
Oh, no, you can't take my photograph.
Oh, I'm sorry, you believe it'll take your spirit away?
No, you got a lens cap on.
It's iconic films like these that most Australians would easily recognise. Yet there are numerous quality films, such as the recent December Boys, that just aren't achieving that same popularity. I asked CEO of the South Australian Film Corporation, Richard Harris, what he thought were the reasons behind this.
My observation, probably, if there's any criticism of Australian films, is that there's a certain sameness that's happened, even though certain individual films I think are very good, and I'd like to actually see more Crocodile Dundees at one end, more thrillers and more romantic comedies and more traditional dramas, whereas at the moment we're not actually seeing the level of diversity that I think is a sign of a healthy industry.
There's been a bit of talk about focusing more on maybe miniseries or any television series as opposed to feature films. What do you think about that?
I think there's a role to be involved in getting into television, and the truth is the Film Finance Corporation was heavily into doing all sorts of shorter run series, and there's a great thirst for them now, and so I think that they'll continue to play that role in actually supporting those series to get to screen. And in fact, the truth is most of those shorter run series are having trouble getting to the screen without some sort of level of support.
Do you think new films like the Baz Luhrmann Australia film will be good for us in the international market?
One can only back Baz's track record in saying that no matter what the film is like, it'll make a mark. But he's really just gone ahead and said, I'm going to make an epic film, and it's going to be Australian, and it's going to be Australian, unquestionably and unforgivingly Australian, and it either works or it doesn't. I think there has to be more of that kind of audacious thinking about what it is we could possibly do.
Chair of the South Australian Screen Industry Council, Sophie Hyde, gave her ideas on how the Australian film industry could attract a larger audience.
Some people say that we're not commercial enough, and other people say that we're not risky or arthouse enough, I suppose. I think it's always a balance of doing things that an audience wants, but not sort of trying to preempt an audience all the time and assume that we know what they are after. We talk about Australian voice, telling Australian stories, and I think we sometimes think that that's a parochial kind of story. When we talk about that, I think we're talking about our own unique perspective and ensuring that we tell stories as Australians, not sort of about some iconic idea of Australia.
There have been obviously a number of quality Australian films made recently, but Australian audiences just aren't taking to them as much as would be expected. Why do you think that is?
We definitely have a perception of that. The Screen Australia just put out something about Australian audience that seems to counter that idea that we don't go to our own films. I think we always tend to look down on our own work in Australia, but I think people do like Australian films and they don't get anywhere near the kind of level of marketing that other films get. So it's really difficult to judge from the numbers that go to box office who would like it, because we tend to go to films that we hear about, and if we're not hearing about them, we just can't make the judgment.
Funding and recognition can be a problem for independent filmmakers, so how do they overcome this hurdle? Filmmaker and Manager of Development and Production at the Adelaide Media Resource Centre, Martin Potter, explains.
I think that a lot of the time getting funding and recognition for films is what you make it yourself. And film has always been a fairly entrepreneurial industry. And so, for example, we see the local filmmakers from Arrugo with their Italian Spider-Man program that they've put out on YouTube having a huge level of kind of cut-through and success, getting a couple of million views on YouTube for this little three-minute trailer that they create. And they have made something that connects with people, made something that's popular, but they've also been very clever about building relationships and connecting to their audience.
Do you think if we're trying to be more commercially successful, do you think we're more in danger of becoming too Hollywoodised rather than making sure that our films are independent and unique?
I think that at the core of it, we just need to have more production. Like if we produce somewhere in the vicinity of 14 to 18 feature films a year, and Hollywood produces 500 to 600, and Bollywood produces 64 million every year, and that will eventually mean that we should be doing more cheaper, which is, I think, what Screen Australia have acknowledged, more films at a smaller budget, as well as doing marquee projects that are funded up to the level that is required to make the story have great production values.